Raul Alomar on the line. Raul, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am fine. And boy, I was just looking at some of this stuff, and all of a sudden I found out that you're going to be with me, and you've got the Democrat strategists. You've got them all. And I just heard this morning, and I did a little bit about it, the Vice President, Joe Biden, and who is this Senator Kamala Harris of California? She seems to come on like gangbusters.
Yeah, she did really well last night. She was able to get her points across, and she was able to get her ideas and what she wants to do for the country. So yeah, she did well, I thought.
She and you know something, she just reminds me she's not afraid to go after somebody.
That you're absolutely right. You're right. I mean, she, as you mentioned, and particularly she went in on the vice president. So yeah, that's a very fair point.
You know, you just brought up the vice president, Joe Biden. It seems so far, and this is just you know, listening and watching, that they are really after him. Does this surprise you?
I mean, look, he was going into this debate as a front runner, and so whenever you're running for office, you always want to go after the front runner because you want to get to that point, or you know, help, you know, not have them at the front because you want to be the front runner. So no, it doesn't really surprise me. You know, it's still early on, and so. Maybe I would have liked to have seen maybe not so much going after the vice president, but again, you know, these guys are trying to win. So they're trying to win. You've got to do what you got to do.
Now, are there too many Democrats running? Is this going to, because people, you know, they want to find out what this one can do, what that one can do. Are there too many candidates?
Honestly, to answer your question, yes. I think there's too many candidates. But I will say this. I will say that it's good that, you know, we have this bench of a number of good candidates that have good ideas that they're presenting to the American people. But I am a little worried because this has happened. We saw this happen in 2016 with the Republicans on the Republican side. So I'm on the record, and I've said this before in the past, that one of the things that I was most worried about is that we will have too many candidates. So to answer your question, yes, I think there's too many.
And then you got Donald Trump, too. That's not easy.
Exactly. That's
you never
not
know
easy.
What
you
know, he's going to do.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I say you never know what he's going to do.
Well, there's that. Yes, I know.
But it's going to be, I don't think we've had a race like this in a since I can remember, honest, with all these candidates, no. it's going to be quite a show.
No, you're absolutely right. I think this is historic for this amount of candidates that have declared that they're going to run. The fact that there has to be two days of debates with 10 candidates is truly historic on in any presidential race.
Well, I'm glad that I had a little time with you this morning, and this is going to be something. But I'll tell you one thing: you're going to have a big audience because it's a show. I think that's what's going to add to it. Myself, that's just my own gut feeling.
Yeah, I think what they're going to do is they're going to present their ideas. They're going to present their ideas on healthcare. They're going to present their ideas on immigration. They're going to present their ideas on the economy. And I think that in doing so, you know, that'll give the American people and the voters in this country an opportunity to see who they want to vote for, whether it's Democrats, and then carry that on into the general election once we get through this primary process.
Okay, my friend, thank you, and we'll talk again.
Okay, thank you for having me on. It's been a pleasure.